This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with The Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is grace. The word grace means more than just God's kindness toward us or even His mercy. It means His undeserved favor. It means God owes nothing to us, and we deserve nothing from Him. Ephesians 2:5 says it like this, that by grace you have been saved, which means our salvation was totally unmerited. It came solely because of God's grace. The motive of grace is the compassionate, infinite love of a merciful God. But the work of grace was Christ's death on the cross. When I imagine Christ hanging from the cross, the spikes in His hands, the crown of thorns on His brow, His blood draining from His body, the soldiers mocking Him, then I begin to see the depth of God's grace. Then I realize that nothing can equal the infinite love of God for a sinful world. But God's grace is also shown when we humbly bow before Christ in repentance and faith, for then we find forgiveness. Thank God for His grace, for without it, we would have no hope. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to pray, put God first, trust and obey His word, and take purposeful action for His glory. Be safe and stay encouraged, my friends. And remember, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Shalom.
Our Father, who art in heaven, who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. My scripture comes from Psalm 37, 1 through 6, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." My text is Psalm 37:1, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." The prophet in this psalm forbids us to fret at the prosperity of the wicked in their wicked ways. He gives very good reasons why we should not fret at it. One, because of the scandalous character of the wicked, notwithstanding their prosperity, and the honorable character of the righteous. Because of the destruction and ruin which the wicked are near. Two, and the salvation and protection which the righteous are sure of from all the malicious designs of the wicked. Because of the particular mercy God has in store for all good people and the favor He shows them, He prescribes very good remedies against this sin of envying the prosperity of the wicked, and great encouragement to use those remedies. We must teach and admonish one another rightly, to understand the providence of God and to accommodate ourselves to it at all times, carefully to do our duty, and then patiently to leave the event with God, and to believe that, how dark soever things may look for the present, it shall be well with thee that fear God, that fear before him. The desires of your heart. God will shape your heart so that it desires the right things. He will give you what your heart desires. It is safe to say this to those who embrace the advice of this psalm. Because as they delight themselves in the Lord, their hearts will desire the right things. When you look abroad to see the world full of evildoers and workers of iniquity that flourish and prosper, that have what they will and do what they will, that live in ease and pomp themselves and have power in their hands to do mischief to those about them. So it was in David's time, and therefore, if it is so still, let us not marvel at the matter as though it were some new or strange thing. When we look within, we find ourselves tempted to fret at this and to be envious against these scandals and burdens, these blemishes and common unpleasantness of this earth. We are apt to fret at God as if he were unkind to the world and unkind to his church in permitting such men to live and prosper and prevail as they do. We are apt to fret ourselves with irritation at their success in their evil projects. We are apt to envy them the liberty they take in getting wealth, and perhaps by unlawful means, and in the indulgence of their lusts, and to wish that we could shake off the restraints of conscience and do so too. We are tempted to think them the only happy people, and to incline to imitate them, and to join ourselves with them, that we may share in their gains and eat of their dainties. And this is that which we are warned against. Fret not thyself, neither be thou envious. Fretfulness and envy are sins that are their own punishments. They are the uneasiness of the spirit and the rottenness of the bones. It is therefore in kindness to ourselves that we are warned against them. Yet, that is not all. For when we look forward with an eye of faith, we shall see no reason to envy wicked people their prosperity, for their ruin is at the door, and they are moving fast for it. They flourish but as the grass, and as the green herb, which nobody envies nor frets at. The flourishing of a godly man is like that of a fruitful tree, but that of the wicked man is like grass and herbs, which are very short-lived. They will soon wither of themselves. Outward prosperity is a fading thing, and so is the life itself to which it is confined. They will soon be cut down by the judgments of God. Their triumphing is short, but their weeping and wailing will be everlasting. We are here counseled to live a life on confidence and complacency in God, and that will keep us from fretting at the prosperity of evildoers. If we do well for our own souls, we shall see little reason to envy those that do so ill for theirs. Here are three excellent precepts which we are to be ruled by, and to enforce them, three precious promises which we may rely upon. We must make God our hope in the way of duty, and then we shall have a comfortable existence in this world. It is required that we trust in the Lord and do good. The life of religion lies much in a believing reliance on God, his favor, his providence, his promise, his grace, and a diligent care to serve him and our generation according to his will. We must not think to trust in God and then live as we wish. It is promised that we shall be well provided for in this world. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Thou shalt have a settlement and a comfortable maintenance. The just shall live by faith, and it is good living, good feeding upon the promises. God himself is a shepherd, a feeder to all that trust in him. We must make God our heart's delight, and then we shall have our heart's desire. We must not only depend upon God, but be free from anxiety in Him. We must be well pleased that there is a God, that He is such a one as He has revealed Himself to be, and that He is our God in covenant. We must be satisfied with His loving kindness and make that our exceeding joy. Following the command to do good is the command to delight in God. The pleasant duty of delighting in God has a promise attached to it, which is, He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. He has not promised to gratify all the appetites of the body and the humors of the fancy, but to grant all the desires of the heart, all the cravings of the renewed, sanctified soul. What is the desire of the heart of a good man? It is this, to know and love and live to God, to please Him and to be pleased in Him. We must make God our guide and submit in everything to His guidance and disposal. And then all our affairs, even those that seem most intricate and perplexed, shall be made to issue well and to our satisfaction. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, the burden of thy care. We must roll it off ourselves so as not to afflict and perplex ourselves with thoughts about future events, not to hinder and trouble ourselves either by the plan of the means or with expectation to the end, but refer it to God. Leave it to Him by His wise and good providence to order and dispose of all our concerns as He pleases. Retreat thy way unto the Lord. That is, by prayer, spread thy case and all thy cares about it before the Lord, and then trust in Him to bring it to a good issue, with a good satisfaction that all is well that God does. He must bring that to pass, whatever it is, which thou hast committed to Him, if not to thy plan, yet to thy content. He will find means to remove you out of your narrow passage, to prevent thy fears and bring about thy purposes to thy satisfaction. In particular, He will take care of thy reputation and bring thee out of thy difficulties, not only with comfort, but with credit and honor. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. That is, He shall make it to appear that thou art an honest man, and that is honor enough. In conclusion, this psalm addresses the problem caused when godless people prosper. It helps the faithful to see that it is really better to stay loyal to the Lord. A loyalty expressed in contentment, honest dealing, generosity, and just speech. On the news in Atlanta, Georgia, customers raised thousands of dollars for Waffle House employee fighting cancer. It is good to be generous for a good cause. The Lord will make the distinction between the two groups clear in His own time, but the faithful must wait patiently. Our salvation is all because Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins. They put nails in His hands and feet and a crown of thorns on His head. He suffered, bled, and died. But after 3 days, He arose from the dead with all powers in His hands. And whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.